broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Happy Turkey Day!
Eve.
Eat me!
Eve.
I'm a turkey! You ever heard that one?
No.
That's awesome.
Good one?
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
So I think it's Bob and Tom or something.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
I remember.
It is Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
I remember the old promo from the 60s from the National Turkey Federation.
Really? What was it?
Eat turkey, feel perky.
Well, turkey. I like that's kind of got some.
There you go.
Yeah.
You
know? There's a video and an album.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to have that album.
Eat turkey,
feel perky. Yep.
I like it.
There you go.
I'm feeling perky. How are
you, Pete? Cooper's. Feeling good.
Huh?
You might get promoted.
Oh, and I just happened to think of something. That made me think of, and I've probably mentioned this every Thanksgiving for the last, as long as we've been on the air, but back for 20 years from probably Johnson through Jimmy Carter, maybe later than that. My uncle was the person who presented the turkey to the president.
Really?
And we got to see him every year on TV.
Who's uncle?
Lou Waltz, W-A-L-T-S.
Lou Waltz. Head coach of Notre Dame?
No.
And turkey
that's
provider.
Lou Waltz. That's
oh,
Lou Waltz.
Lou Rawls.
Lou Rawls.
You'll never find.
Yeah, he was the one that was presented the turkey to Reagan.
Someone who cares about you.
Yeah. The one that just went crazy and they
beat the crap out of the president.
Yeah, just started flapping all over the place.
And there's Uncle Lou.
Uncle Lou and Aunt Frankie.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we got to see him every year. Awesome. It was great.
So,
Coopers have done that a few times, haven't they?
Some of the Cooper provided bread and butter, I think, one year and peanut butter and jam or something. They always name
tuna and noodles.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Spam and cheese whiz.
I got a problem, boys.
Uh-oh.
This is big.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
It's terrible.
Ooh.
That's not good.
Does that mean the flatulence again?
No, it's worse.
that's not good. So what's our problem?
I got a mouse in the house.
Mouse in the house!
Uh-oh. Decon.
No, they say he's supposed to use Decon. I just set two traps before he came.
Snapper. Get him.
So I'm not setting traps. I have to touch them.
What?
I have to pick up the trap. I ain't doing that.
You don't touch a mouse.
I ain't touching that trap.
You can't poison them. Then they'll die in the walls and your house will stink.
One mouse is going to stink up your house.
Might.
Could be a stinky mouse.
What did he say?
I don't know.
Is he drunk?
He said something about kicking him out, I think.
I said, kick Mike out of the house.
Not that mouse.
Different mouse.
Different mouse.
A little guy.
Little guy.
So he's in the house.
Yep.
I seen him.
Mouse in the house.
Lightning.
Yep.
They're quick.
Usually I only have them in the winter. I had one back several months ago.
Did you? Did you
get him? Bill's BB gun. You want
well, it? he ate some of the bait, some of the decon that I put around. And he didn't eat it all, so that means he's dead.
See you later, Mousy.
Adios.
Yep. He's
amigos.
They have a new trap out now.
Live trap?
No, it's a stick'em trap.
Oh, yeah.
People who don't like to set the traps.
Yeah, I really don't want to see a live mouse looking back at me.
That's what I told Woody. I said, no, I'm not. I'll get the old trap out. Put the cheese down.
Take him out. Throw him out in the backyard.
Give him... What you could do is take him outside, put the trap, the sticky stuff down there, and then pour Goo Gone on
Woody
it.
Had
and
a
then
mouse.
He'd get loose and run off.
Woody had a mouse. Caught it. Set the trap out by the garage door one night.
Got him.
Yep. He was happy. Next day, cat walks by. He's got the mouse, the sticky stuff stuck to the side of his, or the cat did. And the cat's got the trap stuck to the side of his mouth and the mouse hanging out.
I'm definitely not doing that one.
I said, you should have got a picture of that. That'd be awesome. Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. 812. Fee, how are you, buddy?
We're on, buddy. Feeling good.
I'm clicking again. I got this one ain't working. This one's going every other one.
We got some. You got any problems?
I'm good over here.
You good over there?
Yeah. I had the bad one last week.
Did you have the bad one last week? No big deal. Don't worry about it.
There's another one over here.
We got a great show tonight. We're going to talk sports. We're going to talk girls basketball.
Girls hoops.
And at 8:30, we got Bobby Leverett.
Bobby?
Who is interim coach of the Indians right now.
Yep.
As Coach Jim Melton underwent a procedure. I talked to Coach a couple times, and he's doing great.
Good.
Got home this week. He started rehab. He said he's going to work his absolute butt off.
Getting back here?
Yeah. And
you did tell Leverett that Coach Melton always brings us a pie, right? Thanksgiving pie.
Oh, yeah. Forgot.
You know what Leverett will bring us? Hair.
Yeah. Swip up from a barbershop floor.
I could use some.
Well, yeah, but not used.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Six different colors.
Grill over there. So we got Bobby Leverett.
Yep.
We're going to talk Indians boys basketball who start Saturday night at South Adams, a game that'll be on Fort Recovery Radio. Yeah. He's got that one.
Yeah, I do. Me and Coach Patch.
You and Patchy?
Yep.
Well, that'll be a great game. Make sure you listen to that or get up there to the game. Because,
come on out and watch them.
South Adams beat us last year.
They did. They were pretty good, too.
Yeah, they were real good.
And that thunder dunk at the end of the game.
Yeah.
They had Shuck's grandson.
He's back. I know he's back.
They had some kids that just were stud athletes. I don't know if they were basketball players, but they beat the hell out of us.
Yeah, their football team got beat by Adams Central a couple weeks ago, and Central's going to state tomorrow or Friday.
Friday at noon.
Yeah, so South Adams got good athletes, and that'll be a tough one Saturday night. And we'll talk to Coach Leverett and get his thoughts on the season so far, and
see what's coming,
scrimmages
on,
and practices, and. I think we should have a pretty nice team. Got some good scores coming back. Should be big.
We got some nice players coming back.
Yep. So it'd be interesting.
Strong. We added some big and strong kids.
Yep. Big kids.
Yeah, I like our chances. It'd be a pretty solid ball club. We're going to talk to girls basketball team. Indians off a slow start, 0-2.
Yep.
I seen some positives. Fee, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the Lady Indians after this. We're going to take a break. Pay some bills. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
It's time to get ready for Thanksgiving, and Wayne Street Market has great prices on everything you need. Pies, fresh, frozen, and canned vegetables, potatoes, ham, Cooper Farms turkey rolls, everything you need to make your holiday dressing, and lots more. And it's time to reserve your Cooper Farms turkey roast, and be sure to place your catering orders for the holidays. And don't forget their party trays for your parties. Veggie trays, sandwich trays, cookie trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Get the Wayne Street Market for all your Thanksgiving supplies. Great selection, great price at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. Closed Thanksgiving Day.
This is Chad Guggenbeller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbeller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesday, you can get special prices on our famous wings and draft beers. Wednesday night, get $3 off of any of our large pizzas. And Thursday, you can get our tenderloin basket. On Friday and Saturday evenings, we offer a sirloin steak or all-you-can-eat chicken that both include our salad bar and your choice of potato and a dinner roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern for some great home cooking.
Elf the Musical is being presented by the Jake County Civic Theater at Arts Place Wednesday through Saturday, December 8th through the 11th, and now they are adding another night, Tuesday, December 7th, since all the other shows are already completely sold out. The cast will include numerous local adults and students, including Fort Recovery Band Director Reed Knuth, starring as Buddy the Elf. Advanced sale tickets are $8 for children and $10 for adults and can be purchased at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland, or you can just call them at 260-726-4809. Don't miss Elf the Musical, starring our own Reed Knuth as Buddy the Elf, now with an additional show on Tuesday, December 7th, and it's the only day with tickets still available. Don't wait. Get your tickets now.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Feed.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. And Fee, the girls got off to a slow start. They go to Crestview, go to Versailles, a couple tough games to play and competed.
Yeah, pretty good teams, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that if I was going to talk to a coach walking out of Crestview, she was fine.
Okay with that?
Probably a little disappointed in last night.
Yeah, last night. We seemed like we hung tight the whole way and just couldn't get the lead.
We just had spurts where we couldn't score, and I think that's something that we're going to fight.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. We went 6 minutes.
Fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Never scored.
End of third, fourth.
Yeah. That's not good.
Ooh. Yeah. And you know, when we got some kids there, Mara Pearson.
She's a player.
Yeah. I mean, she's good. She can play on any team in the MAC. You know, she's as athletic as any kid we've had for a long time.
Yep.
And you know, she's fun to watch, and Witt's a stud. I mean, Witt's going to give 10 and 10. By accident, she got 10 points, 10 rebounds every game. You know, we just got to fill them other spots, and
she's moving players around, trying to find who's working. You know? It seems like that. I don't know if that's on purpose or trying to give kids some, because like two of the ones she's putting in are freshmen.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've seen them both play at the same time. They'll substitute for each other. But they're seeing where they mesh. Yeah. That's my opinion.
I'd say you're pretty close on that. You know, when you look at it, they have Mara, they have Witt, they have Grace. Grace has not found her stroke yet. She was probably 0 for 6 or 7 last night. But she's a good shooter. She's got to keep shooting. Yeah. Absolutely.
Got to keep working on it.
And the thing is, even if she misses, Witt's probably going to get the rebound.
Yep.
So our best offense is get the
get it.
And last night we didn't get enough shots off. Too many turnovers in the half court.
Yeah.
I thought that we didn't rebound well last night defensively. But there were some signs. I mean, there's some young kids there I really like, our JV team won last night, and you know, I thought the Luthel girl was fabulous. I thought Callie Wendell was fabulous.
Played good in JV. Yep.
There's a little college girl that knocks down a three and Ava.
Yeah.
And they had a nice comeback win last night, the JV team. Good. So when you look at this team this year, you know, we got two seniors, we got a bunch of young kids, and the future, I think, is bright for us. And I think we have a chance to figure it out this year.
Just got
to
keep working at it.
Yep. Yeah, we could be dangerous at the end of the year.
I agree.
Once these freshmen have a year under them, they're not freshmen anymore, or sophomores that haven't played varsity.
They're freshman shows, just because I think basketball smarts they got. I think Kennedy's an intelligent basketball player. Yeah. I think that Carly is a very intelligent basketball player. They're weak because they're freshmen.
Right.
And they would really benefit if they didn't have to play varsity and just played all JV.
Yeah.
But we need them up there because,
we have some growing pains.
They seem a little timid. Those two seem a little timid.
Yeah, they're freshmen.
But that only lasts a few games. After that, they'll figure out that they belong there.
I hope so,
Kennedy is a really good player. Yeah. And she's
bringing the ball up for us. She's 6'1", six foot tall, bringing the ball up for us.
Yeah. Callie Wendell is another little bulldog. I mean, I liked her. I've always liked the way she plays.
She's a good shooter.
Yeah, good shooter.
She's a good shooter and confident.
She can get it off quick, you know.
Yep.
There's a little Guggenbiller girl now. I think who's Maddie?
Maddie.
Does that sound right?
Maddie. Yeah, that's
she's solid. She can play a little bit, you know, and she's just now starting to play. So she hasn't played for a couple years.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
My little neighbor girl, Wendell girl, you know, she's athletic as can get out, you know, so. Yeah, I don't know. Shooter. I mean, we're 0-2, but.
We need some home cooking here pretty soon.
Yeah, we got a tough schedule.
Yep.
We do. We start out.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think they go to...
They
got New Bremen, I think, at home next Thursday, and then they got Jay County.
Yep.
You talk about Saturday. Tough old ball clubs.
Yeah, pretty good teams to start out with. Yeah.
Well, we intentionally don't schedule easy ones.
Yeah.
Some of our easiest games are MAC games, and those are tough.
No. Yeah, I don't know how that...
they don't schedule.
It'll be interesting to see, like, with Holly. You know, I don't know if that's something that you try to do. I mean, if you sit down with each coach and say, you know, how you looking this year? What's it look like? Because there's got to be years that you... Man, can you lighten this schedule up a little bit? And then there's got to be years that I want to play the best teams out there.
Yeah. And I think what happens is this. I think that our girls program is considered, and I agree with everybody, a top-tier program.
Pretty good program, yeah.
We win more than we lose. We're always solid.
Yeah.
I think when people think of Fort Carroll girls basketball, they think that's a...
It's a pretty good program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's any different this year. I think, you know, we'll take some hits, but...
Yeah.
But, you know, I...
Well, like you said, our youth will show.
Yeah.
You know, and probably early. But I'd say once the season gets into it a little bit, you know, latter part of the season, I think Holly will figure out who she needs out there and maybe get them to gel a little bit. And we'll be fine.
The key, as anything, is to make sure that these girls who are going to take some lumps stay confident.
Absolutely.
And that's tough to do. You know, it's tough to do.
Yeah.
But they got to understand that we're young and our goals, and Holly's great at that. You know, what a positive. And then you look at her bench. She got Chris Guggenbiller and Joe Bruns, and you talk about perfect. You know, they're great. And look at schedule. They got Bremen at home next Thursday. Then we travel to Jay County with a Jay County doubleheader that day.
Yeah.
Boys, girls, that'll be a fun day on the 4th.
Big long day, yeah. Girls over there, boys here, right?
Yep. Absolutely. And then they go to St. John's, and then I'm sure that'll be a toughie, and St. Mary's is good, and Parkway's got the little Bend girl and Stober girl. Mechanicsburg road trip on the 18th.
Hour and 45 minutes. With Bubba, it's an hour and five, but
hour and five.
For most of us, hour and 45.
Somebody was drunk when he hung that. Who's that?
I don't know.
Troy Christian? That's another new one.
Yeah.
We got some new ones.
That's that Troy Christian. Turning in some mileage this year.
Gas mileage going on here.
Jesus. Money don't grow on trees.
Yo.
Who's our athletic director?
I couldn't tell you.
Gee, Willikers.
Killing you.
Sir, it's our girls' basketball. But I'm not sure she put this schedule together.
Probably Brett.
But I know we were supposed to play Mechanicsburg in some sport last year. And there was some sort of weather or COVID thing that canceled that. But I don't think it was girls basketball.
COVID sucks.
COVID stinks.
Yep.
I agree.
Huh? Yep. Yep.
I'm over it.
Had enough of it.
I'm done with it.
Pass.
He can take it, God.
Yep. Take her back. We don't want her.
I got my booster yesterday, so I should be good. Yeah.
You boosted up?
Did you do Johnson or Moderna?
Moderna. So what I had the first time, so I got...
They had, you can mix and match.
I know, but they had Moderna, so I got Moderna.
You can mix and match it, though.
I didn't want to, since they had either one. In fact, I let the...
Your arm hurt?
A little bit. I let the pharmacist decide which one I was going to get.
Mm. Really?
They said, since you had Moderna the first time, we'll do Moderna this time. Her.
So are you worried about COVID?
Am I worried about it? No.
No.
No, I have two shots and a booster.
And you had it?
No, I didn't have it.
You've never had COVID?
I don't think so.
I've had COVID. And I've got my booster. Mm. I'm like
Superman.
I am Superman.
When Man it comes of Steel. To, you can't get.
I will be dead by next Tuesday.
Yeah,
yeah, but it won't be from COVID.
Could be.
I didn't get my flu shot yet.
I got to get my shingle shot.
Shingle shot.
I need to do that too.
I got to go to the shingle shack.
I thought that'd be good.
Go to the shingle shack. Get a shot.
Getting old sucks. It sucks.
It does suck.
What? This charades? That refrigerator has beer in it.
Or
water, which is what you'll be drinking.
Or Gatorade. Or whiskey. Gatorade,
that is right. That person who just walked in is going to be our next guest. So what we're going to do at 8:27 on Wednesday night pre-Thanksgiving show.
Yes.
We're going to pay some bills.
Bill time.
And we come back, interim head coach Bobby Leverett. We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry. Ferris, experience suspension.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Our Indians boys team will start their season this Saturday as they travel to the South Adams Stardome to take on the Starfires. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team of Brian Patch and Harold Feely will bring you the action live. Get out and support our Indians as they begin their season this Saturday at South Adams. But if you just can't get to the game in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hello, Stinger. We're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. 8:30 Wednesday night. Right now, a few years ago, we'd be just turning up the old karaoke
moves,
machine.
Yep, dance moves.
I'd be loosening rolling. Up the little Lug Shack, you know, little
Barry White.
Yep. And the chicks would just not be rolling in.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday night before Thanksgiving was one of the funnest nights when we were younger.
It was fun.
You out anymore on Wednesday night?
No, I'm way
you're
too
done?
Old for that.
No,
yeah. Jackie said she put the clamps on that a long time ago.
Jackie sucks.
Jackie!
Yeah.
Come on.
She's got her moments.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're here with Sports Talk, and that voice you're hearing, and by the way, we love Jackie.
Absolutely.
Yes, we do.
Bobby Leverett, and he is the assistant basketball coach for the Fort Recovery Indians, and his role has changed a little bit here recently, and we'll let Bobby discuss that and Coach Melton you know, like he was talking about when he signed up for this gig, he was going to be the assistant coach and assistant varsity coach, and that all changed on and Coach Melton, and we're thinking about you, Coach, and
yep,
and had a little what do you have.
So, he had to have his pig valve replaced and a bypass done, which he had had the pig's valve put in about 10 years ago.
Whoa.
And that's about the
length of them.
The length of them, yep. And a couple weeks ago, he just wasn't feeling real good. Him and the wife went in and to Randolph County Hospital, their local hospital down there in Winchester. And they're like, you probably ought to get up to Indianapolis and get that looked at.
Get that done.
So away they went and start running tests, and yep, that's what needed to be done.
You gotta get her done.
Yeah, he said that. He said, you know, one minute I'm doing practice plans, and in the blink of an eye, I'm at the operating table at Indianapolis, so that throws a little wrench in the old ball club because we were just getting ready to start scrimmaging. Is that right?
Yeah. So that happened two Tuesdays ago, whatever that date was, but. Out of the blue, you know, we talk every day. He's, you know, that's just how it works, varsity assistant, varsity head coach. Talk every single day with practice plans, what the plan is and this and that. And talk to him that day like normal, about an hour every day. And 3:45 out of the blue, no practice, or practice is canceled, I'll fill you in later.
Whoops.
Like, wait a minute.
What happened?
That's not how Melton rolls.
No, right.
Something's going on here.
Yeah.
So finish my day out. I send him a text right before I leave the shop, and, hey, Coach, hopefully everything's all right, you know. Give me a heads up. Nothing. I'm like, well, that's weird.
Yeah, something ain't right.
So I call Hall again. our AD, and Holly didn't even know he canceled practice. So now I'm like, all right.
Red flags.
So call Coach Bargy, our volunteer assistant, who's been on coach's staff for 2 years, knows him better than I have, or do. And Jerry's like, I don't know. Maybe something's wrong with his dad. His dad's not in very good health. So, all right, well, we'll just sit tight until we hear back from him. And about 9:30 that night, we get a text that being admitted into the heart hospital to get his ticker looked at.
Ooh.
So
then your role changes real quick, and as varsity assistant, you got to step to the plate, and well, luckily you've been around these kids. You know, your boys play, and you've always been a big follower of Fort Curry basketball, right. And you've helped been on sidelines a lot of times. And we're lucky to have you. And next thing you know, you're the head coach here for a little bit, and let's talk a little bit about you. You get thrown into tribe night.
Yep.
So we got the chicken dinners. And by the way, that was a success. I was up there. Real good. Chicken big crowd. Then our scrimmages start. So how's things going so far, Coach?
So actually, before tribe night, so the week Coach went down, that was on a Tuesday. We got the football guys back, some of them back on Thursday. Friday was our first practice with all the football guys.
Everybody.
Kind of ran through some stuff, just rehashed what we did over the summer, because we changed a lot of things around offensively and defensively. Pretty much a whole new philosophy from what Coach has done in the past 2 years. So kind of dry ran that stuff on Friday. Go to National Trail on Saturday morning with National Trail, Talawanda, who's D2 school out of Oxford. And then Dayton Stivers, who is actually ranked in the top five in Division III right now. So we go down there, win all of our scrimmages against those guys. Pretty happy.
Yeah.
Come back, practice on Monday, scrimmage Greenville Tuesday, practice Wednesday, scrimmage Kaleido on Thursday, practice on Friday, then tribe night. So, you know, it was good from the standpoint that we got a lot of run against different teams, but we didn't get dry run against ourselves as far as throwing in some quick hitter sets and stuff like that. So, yeah, it was good, but it was still kind of, it would have been nice to have a little more practice time before those scrimmages.
Exactly.
So this week has been just, all right, let's get in the flow of things. How we're going to actually try and keep the pace of the game and stuff like that, and make sure everybody's on the same page on what we want to do offensively and defensively.
So do you, like with South Adams, you got anything on them yet? Or
They got the shot kid. They're actually playing right now. Coach was texting me on my way here. They're up at halftime. He's their go-to guy. The little
tough, cocky little.
He's a guy. Yeah, he is a little cocky. I liked watching him play.
He's definitely a good player.
Trey Shuck, I believe.
And they've had a couple kids. One quit to wrestle, which Bubba, you were talking about. So, besides that, I mean, they're going to be good.
We're
not just going to come out and think we can beat them. It's going to be a battle.
Yeah.
Anytime an Ohio team goes over to Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
You got a little bullseye on your back. Yeah.
And I'll tell you one thing, and you know this, and Fee knows this, and if you're a basketball team and you have a good point guard, you can beat anybody on any given night.
Absolutely.
Because there ain't a more important position in the world than a point guard. And if you got a good one, you'll compete.
They definitely got a good one.
So now our coaching staff looks like what? You're going to do the varsity for a while.
I'm going to take the helm for a little while. And then we've got Kyle Dewey Weitzel is our JV coach. He comes from Union City, played at Union City, graduated in 2015. Played some college ball at Indiana East out of Richmond. Tore his leg up, had to sit out a year, and then ended up transferring to, I believe, Cincinnati Christian, which is an NAIA school. Finished out his college there, and then he actually runs the Explosion. I don't know if it's the Indiana Explosion, AAU club out of Portland. So he's got a lot of coaching experience for being 24 years old.
Well, good.
Great kid.
So that's going to help.
He's actually in the hospital right now. His wife's being induced.
She was induced
last night.
He ain't going to be there Saturday either, probably.
He was at practice last night, and he's like, I hope I'm there Saturday. I said, I hope you are too, buddy.
This is, remember back in the old day when Al Souter coached JV varsity? You got to do it all. You're unbelievable.
And then we still have Brad Miller back, who's helped with Coach Melton from Winchester, and then also Jerry Bargy. They're there once or twice a week, just to help out
a little bit.
Yeah,
good.
So, and Jerry leaves tomorrow morning to go to Florida to watch his daughter play.
Yeah.
She's at Kentucky Westland playing in a tournament. So
well, he should be going there then. That'd be a lot of fun. Good for him.
Yeah.
So let's take a break, come back. Let's talk a little bit about our ball club, and we'll go through the varsity and JV and our numbers and go from there. We'll rock Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farm. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library from Monday, December 6th through Saturday, December 31st during normal library hours. Families, local organizations, businesses, and individuals are invited to participate in this very popular event by entering a decorated tree or wreath for the display. The tree can be 3 to 7 feet tall and can have a theme or can even honor a loved one. Please stop by the library or call them at 375-2869 for more information about participating in this year's Fort Festival of Trees.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Back here with Coach Leverett, and we're talking Indians.
And, we're about there.
I love it.
Fired
up. Can't wait. But let's talk a little bit about our ball club right now. And you know, last year we had a lot of seniors. Mm-hmm. Our top two scorers, though, were Cale Rammel and Owen Judy, and we're lucky to have those two back.
Absolutely.
That's a pretty good nucleus to bring back, Bob.
Yeah, I tell you what, you got two guys there that can go get a bucket whenever you need it. Yep. And that's...
Yeah,
I mean, that's pretty easy to build around that. Yeah. I hopefully can't even screw that up.
Yeah, well,
I'm pretty sure you can't.
I'm sure they'll hear about it if you do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
There'll be a few fans that'll mention it.
Yeah. Might be some for sale signs in the yard.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
So let's talk a little bit about your ball club, Bobby. Yep. And we talked about those two, they're going to be a big part offensively. But you got some other kids coming back and kids that rejoined.
Yeah. Yeah, so Daniel Patch is back out. He took last year off, kind of wanted to concentrate on some baseball stuff in the winter months, and just had some conflicts there. And so he went and did that and decided he missed it enough. And so he's back out. Logan Holman, same thing. He's back out as a senior, which is great. You know, we've got 20 kids, varsity all the way down to freshmen. So Riley Heiser's another one that's out. He kind of came on the day that Coach went down. We were going to meet with Riley and talk about him possibly coming back. And so that got pushed back to Wednesday, which was picture day. So I met with him after school and I said, Riley, what do you think? And he's like, yeah, I'd really like to play. And I go, well, why? He goes, well, I kind of miss it and this and that. And I go, is it because you think we could be pretty good? He goes, well, that might be some of it, you know. But, most of it was just coming out, being a senior, playing with his with his buddies again. And
he's a competitor. You know, you can tell it on a football field.
I had him as a freshman. Yeah. And Coach Melton, he goes, "What do you think?" I said, "Well, we're crazy not to let him back on the team." I go, "He's going to run through a wall for us."
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And if he doesn't, his dad will kick his butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So comes from a great family.
Yeah.
So met with him, and I go, "Were you in or out?" He's like, "Well, yeah, I think I'm in." I said, "Well, no." I said, "I need to know because
we got your picture.
We got pictures in an hour and a half." So he was in. We got him uniform, got him in the picture, and perfect. Away we go.
Didn't fit number 55.
Yeah,
55. Got my old jersey.
Yeah, he's got it tucked in three times. But so he's kind of easing back into it.
Sure.
Yeah.
You got a couple wild cards there. Logan Homan is an athlete personified. But hasn't played basketball in a couple years.
Right.
And
he's played some CYO, he tells me.
Yeah. Yes, sir. He's a piece of work, I'll tell you that. But he's a hard worker and an athlete. And then you got Daniel Patch. And talk a little bit about those two as they come into the program.
So we sat down the other night and talked about our roles. You know, when I was on Patch's staff, his big thing was everybody has a role. And just like life and in general, everybody has a role, you know. And so we used to do it where we would bring the kids in and talk to them individually with the coaches. And I'm like, you know, I don't know about that. That just, it leaves too much variance there. So talking with my sister, Mandy, who, you know, is the head volleyball coach at Coldwater for a long time and pretty successful. She's like, the way I always did it was just did it in front of the kids. Yeah, so we sat down, me and Coach Bargy, the other night, and you know, I talked with Coach Melton and said, "Hey, tonight's roll night."
Yeah.
He's like, "Yep, good." And I told him, he's like, "Yep, that sounds perfect." So if we sit down, I'm like, "All right, boys, what's lane and post roll?" And they're like, "This, this, and this." And then I'd add to it, and Bargy'd add to it, and go right down the line. You know,
well,
so we get to Daniel Patch, you know, and you know Daniel's a big kid that can hopefully post up for us. We got to get him a little tougher. He's a little soft yet, but the kid can flat out shoot it.
Yeah.
He's great on defense as far as helping us in our zone, talking and this and that. Coach's son.
Yeah, basketball smarts. Yep. Yeah.
We get to Logan. I said, Dennis Rodman.
I tell you what. I told
go
him
get the ball. That's exactly what I told him. Go get some rebounds.
Oh, man.
I said, you're going to get 10 points because you're going to put backs.
Right.
I said, you'll get put backs.
Yeah.
I said, you'll get 10 points a game, 10 rebounds.
And then that it was funny because that night in practice, he shot a corner three out of our offense. And I stopped everything. I said, okay, now we're talking roles later. I go, you know, yeah, you're wide open and this and that. But is that a good shot?
Yeah.
Eh, probably not. I go, well.
Probably right.
Yeah. I'm in a corner three from Owen or Kale. Heck yeah, we'll take that all night long.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Logan, you got to be that putback guy, the kind of the enforcer type kid. Not that you can't shoot because he can hit threes, but at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, he had, when I watched the little bit there in the Greenville game, I mean, he had a spin move down on the baseline and made a bucket. I mean, he's quick, and he'll make it tough
stuff.
On teams,
yeah.
I think. And he had like three rebounds, three back and forth on one offensive play. He had three rebounds and just kept kicking it back out. I'm like, that's exactly what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny when you look at this team and then you see Rex Leverett, and here's a kid who you know pretty well.
I don't know. He's 16, and
you don't see him anymore.
I'm not sure.
You used to. You used to know.
I used to
call his girlfriend.
Oh my god,
she can tell you about it.
But you know, that'll be fun coaching your son, and that's
it's pretty cool. And Jackie keeps us in line. So when we come home, there's about
basketball's
over. Basketball's over. It's like a two sentence deal, and then we just go on about our business.
Yeah.
It's cool. And you know, he's been around me his whole life, obviously, as a coach.
Yeah.
But being off the last 2 years, he's kind of forgot about that, me being in that role. So it's kind of new to him again. You know, so.
It's got
to
be fun. And so talk a little bit about your JV team.
So JV team, you know, like I said, we got Coach Dewey Weitzel. And it's Kyle Dewey Weitzel, which he's a fourth generation Dewey middle name. So we just call him Coach Dewey.
Dewey.
But So his JV team is, he's got Ross Pearson as a junior. He's a captain. You know, Ross is a kid we brought in and said, Ross, we need you to be that Caleb Evers from last year.
Yeah.
Come down, be a leader, get better, get playing time, hopefully get some varsity minutes as the year goes, and just build on that. So Ross is that that leader down there at the JV level. And like I said, Wyatt will get a few minutes here and there. And then you got Troy Holman. You got Rex Leverett, Reese Guggenbiller, Riggs Toby, and Alex Deuce, those five sophomores. And then freshman-wise, you got Briggs Overman. You got Gavin Evers. You got Caden Greasy, Eli Leonard, Briggs Overman, Mason Diller. Those six.
Mason, is that Greg's kid?
That's Greg's kid. Boy.
Oh, yep. My God.
Yeah. Yep. Oh. He's a tall kid.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Yeah. So yeah. When he checks in, he's going to talk to us for an hour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're going to be coming in.
Yeah,
come on in, kid. And he's going to be talking to Fee about
just
some
a minute. Yeah. I'll be in a second.
He's got a lot of his dad in him.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Absolutely love it.
So just, we got a neat bunch of kids. We really do. Yeah.
Well, it all talks. It all starts up on Saturday night, and you got to be excited and traveling to South Adams, and we're lucky that you stepped into this role this year and to be able to be familiar and how it played out.
That's big.
Well, it's the neat part is these seniors I had as freshmen. Yeah. So, you know, with moving forward, once the coach went down, you know, we talked a little bit, like, you know, hey, coach, I don't know all your stuff. I was still learning your stuff, but we had, you know, we've been together since the summer. So everything that we changed together offensively and defensively, you know, we knew how we were going to run that. It's just learning his drills and stuff like that that I didn't know all of yet. So luckily those seniors had me as freshmen, so they know a lot of my stuff yet.
Yeah.
And so I've got to resort back to coaching that stuff that I'm comfortable with. You know, I can't go try and coach Coach Milton's drills and stuff because I've never done them.
Right.
You know, absolutely. So, you know, he understands that. We've had, I don't know how many talks since he's been out of surgery and stuff. And we're all on the same page and just trying to move forward and get where we want to be, which is a tournament run and a MAC championship.
Sure. There you go. Absolutely. He sent a text to me and he, you know, basically thanking everybody for the outpouring of you know, everybody thinking about him, praying for him.
Absolutely.
And he said, you know, he can't wait to get back in with the Big Fee. He said, I can't wait to see Big Fee and you guys at the scores table. And, you know, and I know that this guy, there ain't anybody that loves basketball and loves his kids more than that guy does.
Yeah, he does.
So so for him, this has got to be tough for him.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure that, you know, we're thinking about you, Coach. And,
sure are.
And get healthy. Take your time.
Yep.
Get your butt back here.
Bobby's got you.
That's right. We'll get you. And, you know, if Bobby loses, we'll ship him out.
Yeah, we'll get rid of him.
Next
give
man
us a call,
up,
whatever you want.
Yeah. Neil has always wanted to coach.
No, I have not.
Huh?
Never.
You would be a great coach.
No, I would be a terrible coach.
A horrible coach.
I would be a good cheerleader. I am not a coach.
Tremendous cheerleader.
Go get them, guys.
Let's take a break. Come right back. We'll talk Indian basketball.
Klingchen & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchenandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchen & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Forrest Welding & Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding & Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Wow. The
2022 Win on the Wall Bash will be held August 26th and 27th, 2022, and will feature many different ways for you to be a winner. While Super Raffle tickets are sold out, tickets for the Friday night Tow and Go Raffle can now be purchased. The Tow and Go Raffle is a progressive style raffle, meaning the more tickets that sell, the more awesome prizes there will be to win. The top prize will be a 2022 Chevy Tahoe Z71 if all 3,000 tickets sell. Tickets can be purchased for $100 with 5 chances per ticket to win. Sales will begin at the Fort Recovery Christmas Open House on Sunday, November 14th. After that date, tickets will be sold online and at a variety of local businesses. Be sure to check out our website, wowraffle.com, for all the details and get your tickets for the 2022 Tow and Go Raffle to be a part of all the fun.
Talk Bubba and Fee.
First home game.
It's killing me.
You are. You suck. Jay County.
Part-timer.
It's big.
He is part-timer.
Yeah. That's freshman.
Got his pay.
You got a freshman gate too.
Yeah, right? That's a triple header.
Oh, is it really?
Yep.
You know, we got one. I was just thinking about Coach Melton, and I was thinking about when this all took place. Probably connected to the Browns beating the crap out of the Steelers.
Could have been.
Oh, definitely.
Because I know
that was about that time frame, wasn't it?
I think it was, too. Yeah. He probably just said, you know
what? He's going to text back, we lost the Steelers.
We did lose? No, yeah. We beat the Steelers.
No, 15 to 12 or 13. It was right. A terrible game.
Oh, my God, we played terrible.
Yeah.
We beat them guys with our eyes closed.
Exactly.
I am not scared of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'll tell you that right now.
Absolutely.
We're back here with Coach Leverett, and we forgot Cooper Thompson.
Forgot Cooper.
Cooper!
I knew I was going to forget somebody, and like I told these guys, the reason I forgot Coop is because he's so quiet and innocent.
He's quiet.
He's a good kid.
I'll
tell you what, though, Tribe Knight, he's a gamer because he did some things in that JV game that was pretty neat. Hit some shots. And
big.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, he's about as good a kid as you're going to get. Yeah. So.
He's a champ.
Yeah, that's right. So we're back here with Coach Leverett, and we're talking Indian basketball. And Bob, when you look at that schedule, I know we opened up with South Adams, and you'd said that they were ahead at halftime.
Right, against Union City right now.
The Onion. If you look at that schedule, Jay County put a whipping on somebody last night. And I know they got the Dirksen kid, and they're big, and that's going to be – it ain't easy.
No.
They beat Hagerstown last night by about 40.
They play Richmond.
They got
this
Richmond
week, Friday or something.
They got Richmond this weekend, and then
that'll be a tester for them.
Then they have I'm trying to think who they have next Friday. I'll be able to see live before we play them on Saturday night. And that's the team that they play is actually a zone team, which we're going to play some zone too probably. But
don't tell them.
Well, maybe.
Okay, we might.
We might. Yeah,
never know.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out. Pretty quick.
You never know.
You think they might?
Yeah, they'll figure it out. They'll notice it right away.
Hey, he's in a zone. What's going on?
What is he doing? When you look at that schedule, and I really like the home games early. We got Jay County and Graham and St. John's, and Graham we don't know much about, but we know they're a wrestling school, and they'll probably come in here and try to beat the crap out of us.
Yeah, it'll be physical. Yeah, like I told you guys off the air, they're a man-to-man team that just they'll get up and be physical as all get out. Mm-hmm. Like I told you, I reached out to my old head coach, Matt Rutledge, and he sent me some of their game film from last year, so we'll look at that, and we'll be ready to go.
Yep.
The boys are looking forward to, not to overlook South Adams, but that Jay County game.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's going to be fun. You know, you got the, like you said, you got the Dirksen kid, you got the Weitzel kid.
Yeah.
You got the Pearson kid. There's a lot of ties before he got
there.
That's right. So that will be a dog fight.
That'll be fun.
That will be fun. And it's going to be fun to get those gym packed again and get that. I can't wait.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun. Then we go to our MAC game. We start out with St. John's and they're always tough.
No matter what. Even, last year they were down some. We went up there last year and just pummeled them.
Best game. Yeah. One of our better games.
Absolutely.
Of the year.
Yeah. You don't go in the Vatican and win like that. And that was impressive.
Yep.
So they're going to have it out for us, and they'll be better than they were last year. JV squad last year was pretty solid.
Pretty good.
Parkway's going to be good again. I mean, they've got a good sophomore class.
Sure. Yeah.
At Parkway, then we got Anzonia. And then if we can get to Tri-Village undefeated right before Christmas, man,
yeah,
that would be huge.
Yeah,
that's the one game that Coach and I have talked about from the get-go, you know, all the way through last summer, that, man, if we could go in there
pre-Christmas undefeated, game. Right? And, oh, yeah. That'd be, because that's a hell of an atmosphere down there.
Yeah, they got a great
And they're job. Loaded.
Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm. They are absolutely loaded. Well, mm-hmm. They had all them juniors and only lost one game last year.
Exactly.
One game,
brought everybody back.
Yeah, so it is going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. And that should be that would be a perfect time for a coach to get back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I talked with him yesterday. And I said, let's talk timeline here, you know? Yeah. And he's like, man, if I could be, that'd be 4 weeks if I could be cleared and back for Tri-Village.
He said at the first time, he said he was 2 weeks ahead of his original schedule.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
And I guarantee you, he's an intense worker.
Oh,
and
I'm sure he's working.
Yeah. He probably don't mess around. He's probably like Spencey.
Yeah.
You know?
What? Wait a minute, we lost.
You almost killed me.
Wow.
Down goes Spencer.
Down goes Spencer.
Well, I tell you what, I can't wait for Saturday night and Fort Recovery. Get up there to South Adams. Great place to watch a basketball.
It is a great place.
Stardom.
The Stardom. Yeah, and it's going to be the Indians are going to be tough, and we got a couple kids here that can absolutely light it up and are fun to watch play. And Fee said Cale dunks with his elbows now. So,
that's unbelievable.
They're
warming up, but they're just hammer dunking wide open.
Yeah.
Tri-Night was fun. There was a lot of neat stuff going on out there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Coach Melton, get feeling better, brother. We miss you.
Absolutely. We got to get you back.
And if Leverett goes down, Spencey's next.
Spencey's up. Next man up.
Have at her, boys. Open gym.
So the ball go.
Throw it out.
That's right. Thank you, Bobby, for stopping up.
Thanks
we'll
for
come
having
right back.
Luck, buddy.
Sports Talk. Bubba T coming right back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
The Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library from Monday, December 6th through Saturday, December 31st during normal library hours. Families, local organizations, businesses, and individuals are invited to participate in this very popular event by entering a decorated tree or wreath for the display. The tree can be 3 to 7 feet tall and can have a theme or can even honor a loved one. Please stop by the library or call them at 375-2869 for more information about participating in this year's Fort Festival of Trees.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk, and Coach Leverett's still hanging around
here. We're pumped. We're pumped.
Ain't got nothing else.
Basketball's
to do.
About here. That's big.
Yeah. It is big.
I'm excited.
It's not time to put the turkey in the oven yet, so.
Turkey's going.
Turkey.
So, what do you do tomorrow?
I'm on call for Calps.
Yeah.
So, I have a turkey breast. I'm going to smoke that on my smoker. I have a ham. I'm going to smoke that on my smoker.
Smoking, smoker.
I have some shrimp. I'm going to boil that.
Bowl of shrimp.
And probably make some other stuff. I might have some side dishes.
Really? What about you, Phoebe?
Then I might not have side dishes.
We got Kimmy's family all coming in.
Rocker.
Nice. Rock's coming in.
No, he ain't.
Yep. He's in. Number one guest.
What are you bringing?
His personality and charm.
An appetite, baby.
What?
For safety purposes, that's what I'm going with.
He's bringing an appetite.
for the sake of the other guests.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're going to Sam's at noon.
Sam's at noon.
Yep, and then watch some football. Speaking of football, Saturday might be a game we'll watch.
Yeah, that might be. A bad game. That'd probably be a fun one.
How good there's been Buckeyes. So many times when the Buckeyes looked so good and just got
they're dialed in right
hurt
now.
At Michigan, but there's also been
it ain't been very often in our lifetime
in the last 10 years that hadn't been much.
No. 15 out of 16,
yeah,
one.
Yep.
That's why.
Bad thing is they're due to win.
Like all of us know what it's like to lose to Michigan.
You
know,
yeah.
But these young kids don't have a clue.
They ain't got
no,
a clue.
They don't even.
Anyway, we'll kill them guys. Well, let me tell you something.
We remember some of the games we went in there. Yeah.
Everything they have is going to be coming at us.
Lost.
Yeah, it's going to be a barn burner Saturday.
Oh, it's going to be something.
Yeah, and I look forward to it. And then Saturday, hey, what a great Saturday.
It's a great Saturday.
Huh?
Great Saturday.
They just don't get much better, boys. Get a Buckeye win,
Indian win.
Browns play Sunday night.
Sunday night. Baltimore, big game. Somehow we got to steal one.
Do you play Baker Mayfield last Sunday?
I don't know.
You don't boo him. God dang it.
Yeah, quit booing him. I don't get it.
I don't either.
I mean, the guy's hurt. He's trying to play through it.
Ross Wine will gross me out.
He says boo him?
Yeah, I said
can't boo.
We were 1-30.
Yeah. These idiots, we got
1-30.
We go to the playoffs 1 year, and it's like, okay, now we're supposed to go to the Super Bowl. Now, wait a minute.
Huh?
That should tell you something. It's awesome, Ross.
Ross is an idiot?
Yeah.
Rocker just called Ross Wendell an idiot. Get that on tape.
He didn't say those words.
Yes, he did. Look at him.
He nodded calling when you out. Said it, but he didn't say those words.
You're calling out Rock, Ron, although he gave his kid a can of green beans for his tooth.
That was a class. That was the funniest thing.
He's funny. So cute. He's laughing like,
yeah.
Oh, I love that. That was good.
Ross does green some beans. Weird stuff like that clown mask he does on his, yeah. His wife. I think it's always his wife's birthday or something. Yeah, something exactly like that. Right. He just comes popping out of that thing.
Oh, that's fun.
You got against Michigan State. I don't know if I've ever seen him play like that.
That was a freak show.
It was
unbelievable how good they were. You know, we have three receivers with 100 yards. And our running back is probably one of the best running backs we've had in 5-10 years. We can't even give him the ball because our receivers are too good.
He is a hitter.
Oh, yeah.
He does not go down without dropping his shoulder.
Yeah. He kind of has a little claret in him. He likes to crash into
people.
Yeah,
he does. Huh? That's going to be fun. Where are you going down to Billsy watch
Billsy's,
game?
I believe. Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
And then you're going to Tennessee next weekend.
Next weekend, be in Tennessee.
Didn't you just get back from somewhere?
Nope. Where'd I go? Oh, Browns County.
Browns County.
Yeah, I did go to Browns County.
Who runs that shop up there?
He's unbelievable.
I bet your employees about want to kill you.
No, they're happy when he's gone.
Yeah, I bet they are, too.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I never thought about that. I bet they do hate
you. They're always sending him out to pick up cars and stuff.
Yeah. Go get that one.
Go get one. Go get another one.
Stay out of the way.
Get out of the way.
Ain't there one? How about Barbara? Everybody getting a haircut right now? You ain't doing nothing. Just sitting there?
Nobody wants a haircut right now. Yeah. Holidays.
Yeah.
Let her grow.
How many head you cut today?
I can't tell you that. Then you'd figure out my taxes that I cheat on.
Yikes.
Six.
What's a haircut take? 10 minutes? 15?
Depends how fast.
20?
15 if you got a good head of hair.
15 minutes to cut your hair? How about me and Rocker? How long take us? Seven?
For me and Bob, it takes an extra 5 minutes. Have to hunt him.
Fee's got a good lid yet.
He's got good hair.
Still got a little hair. Starting to turn gray on me, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're 59 or 860.
Yeah.
You earned it.
I'm getting old.
Hey, you look good yet.
No?
You're handsome.
Feel good.
You're handsome as all get out.
Feeling good right now. I might go out and get my dance on again.
What are you getting your wife for Christmas?
Say it on the radio.
Yeah, you can. Kim don't listen. She's never turned on
this. Yeah,
but
she can check in the archive. People will tell her.
Kim will not listen.
What? But people will tell
her. Might get her a lazy boy.
Ooh.
Ooh. About your size?
About my size.
Are you Black Friday shop?
No, never have.
Oh, that's
I did it once. The most idiotic thing I've ever seen in my life.
Is it?
Yeah. I walked into Target one time with my wife at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Walk in and there's like a line all the way back 40 feet up and down. I'm like, what is this? That's the register. I said, no way, man.
Not
really. We got to stand in that line if we buy some. Yep. Let's go. We ain't buying nothing. Let's get the hell out of here.
Are you kidding me?
It was the dumbest thing I ever seen.
What'd you buy?
Nothing. I left.
40. Did you leave?
Yeah. I mean, it was literally how the cash register in the front all the way to the back. There's 5,000 people in line. I was like, I'm not waiting an hour and a half just to cash check out. She told me to go check. You get in line and I'll go get the stuff we need. I said, nah, I'll be in the car.
I would never went Black Friday shopping.
It's insane.
But tonight I went to Greenville. I had to go to down to Lowe's to pick up some mousetraps and the whole nine yards.
Because our hardware store doesn't have mousetraps?
Don't get me started.
5:30.
Yeah.
Shop.
Okay.
Closed.
They opened at 7.
Christmas. Open her up.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, go ahead.
So, just packed. Greenville is packed.
Yep.
Wide open.
Yeah, wide open.
I stopped at the Wayne Street Market to get the cheese, meat and cheese trays, 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Packed?
That parking lot was full.
Everybody's trying to get stuff.
I had to park at the post office.
Yeah. What do you guys do tomorrow?
Go to Jackie's mom and dad's.
Jackie's mom and dad?
Perfect day.
Big meal?
One-stop shopping, that's it.
That's huge. One-stop shops are perfect.
That is perfect.
What time you going to feast? Like tonight? Why don't you go tonight and spend the night?
Come on in.
I'm sure Kevin will love that.
Come on now.
Man, as long as you're not snoring. Well, won't wait.
You don't snore, do you?
No snore.
I
know.
I'm awake by myself.
You don't know?
Good point.
Dog.
You got a dog.
Landlord says no on that one.
Who?
Landlord. Nancy. No.
Come on.
I thought Rodney. Ain't Rodney the landlord?
No, but good God, I hate myself.
Get a dog.
We got to have a dog. I'll talk to Nancy about that.
Yeah.
Good luck on that.
Ain't happening?
No. You're out. You got a great dog.
Oh, yeah. I got a dog, right?
What's his name?
Her name's Piper.
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 Yep. Yeah. About ate my arm off one night. I don't ever see Lever.
Well, you was drunk.
They're sitting in the backyard. I walk over. Hey, how you doing? Get this dog off of me.
Remember when they got Rexy and had on videotape? Yeah, that was beautiful.
That was a classic.
That
yeah, you were.
That was a
champ. Now he don't talk to you.
Yeah.
Now
he hates you.
Yeah.
That's what things happen.
Boy, ain't that the truth. That's exactly right. Well, I'm going to get the hell out of here. I'm designated driving tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
For who?
My daughter and a bunch of her friends.
Perfect.
Teacher friends.
That's good.
No, it's not. I'm too old to be designated driving.
Yeah, you're too old for that.
I want to go home and go to bed.
Yep.
Jesus. It's nuts.
Well, huh? Rocker's
going to Brick Street and
get his
rocking out to his...
He'll be grooving.
Yeah.
Finish it.
Mercer County Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Tippin.
Oh, that's right. They were going to announce that today. Aaron Tippin?
Colin Ray.
Ooh, Colin Ray.
Who?
Has-beens.
Has-beens, he says.
No.
Colin Ray was, Pennies in Heaven? Or
Colin Ray, Aaron Tippin. Somebody else, big Sammy Kershaw.
Sammy Kershaw's 140. Because I seen him when he was 100. And that was 40 years ago.
And Colt Hayes.
Colt Hayes.
Is that a local guy?
No.
Is that your son-in-law?
Colt Ford.
Colt Ford.
Never heard of him either. We're going this year.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
No, me and you and Fee are going to Moshpit.
Why the hell would I go to a country?
You need to go.
I don't like pop country.
Yes.
We also got the country concert this year.
Carrie Underwood. Thursday night.
Carrie Underwood.
No. Yeah, I would go see Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, but she's not built
Brooks for that. And Dunn.
Now, Brooks and Dunn, I'll go.
Yeah.
Carrie's not built for
that. Brooks and Dunn over at the Ruoff.
Good?
Yeah, really good. Them and Travis Tritt. Oh, yeah.
Travis Tritt.
Travis Twitt.
You're telling me you wouldn't go see Carrie Underwood.
Carrie.
You are sounding good tonight.
Got her going tonight.
Ain't he?
Yeah, wow.
Rocker, sound good or not?
Always
does. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does. He absolutely does. We want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving for Recovery Radio.
Turkey Day, and it's basketball time this weekend.
It is basketball time. Good luck, Coach Leverett, Saturday night, the Indians. And I can't wait. Make sure the scorebook is filled out.
Yes, sir.
Ready to go.
I do not want a technical. Double check those numbers. Nothing would be worse than getting teed
up.
Oh,
yeah.
Imagine Coach Melton if he's sitting at home.
Yeah.
Imagine that he's watching the game on
TV. He might as well just call the doctor and say, give me another valve.
And we got 12 technicals. We got 12 technicals start the game because Leverett forgot to put the right numbers in.
Had all our numbers wrong.
That better not happen. That's the biggest thing you got Saturday night.
Now I'm nervous.
Let Jackie do it.
You'll be home studying. Yeah. You'll be home filling out the book.
Yeah, that's
okay,
exactly
I'm
going to
fill it out
right.
One more time.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, folks, have a happy Thanksgiving. And we will see you next Wednesday night.
Next Wednesday Sports night. Talk.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.